Oh my God! It was a military plane. People are running away. Oh my God, we just saw it happen. Where's Bob? Oh my God.
Back, a Fox employee is on the phone with us. Mark witnessed this from what we understand. Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
Hi, gentlemen. How you doing? Yeah, there was definitely a blue logo. It was like a circular logo on the front of the plane, towards the front. It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the sides.
Mark, if what you say is true, those could be cargo planes or something like that. You said you didn't see any windows in the side?
I didn't see any windows in the sides. I saw the plane flying low. I was probably like a block away from the subway in Brooklyn, and that plane came down very low. And again, it was not a normal flight that I've ever seen at an airport. It was a plane that had a blue logo on the front, and it did not look like it belonged in this area, to be frankly about it. I mean, that's not an accident.
That was not American Airlines.
The entire top of the building just blew up.
The second explosion and another explosion. We have a report now of a fourth explosion at the Trade Center.
There has just been a huge explosion. It almost looks like one of those implosions of buildings that you see.
We heard a very loud blast, an explosion. Not clear now is why this explosion took place.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
But it was a huge explosion.
I saw the two buildings. I'm thinking it was a bomb because two of them.
This is actually, we believe, debris from one of the planes that hit one of the towers on the World Trade Center. The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off. They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
This is where that money has been going, is to acquire control over these groups and institutions by buying up influence and control over the people who run them. That means that they are buying up politicians, political parties, television networks, cable networks, newspapers, magazines, publishing houses, wire services, motion picture studios, universities, labor unions, church organizations, trade associations, tax-exempt foundations, multinational corporations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, you name it. Any group, any institution which exercises influence has been a target for control, and they have a lot of money to spend to acquire that control.